Coming up on this edition of the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast, what annual holiday event returns to Canton this Saturday? How will the less fortunate receive Thanksgiving meals? A massive fire engulfed a home in what Cherokee city? We've got these stories, plus local football teams have made it to the state playoffs. It's all coming up right after this.
Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast, the only local news podcast just for Cherokee County. Brought to you by the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger News and the BG Podcast Network. I'm Amy Cargas. Here are the stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about. Today's top story is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. The jingle bells are ringing again in Canton as the annual holiday market returns this Saturday. This year's market will take place at the Mill on Etowah from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's part of the Christmas at the Mill event, which is set to take place this weekend starting on Friday night. For a list of vendors at the market, as well as a photo gallery of this year's Christmas tree in downtown Canton, visit TribuneLedgerNews.com. The 28th annual Cherokee Thanksgiving Meals event will be different this year due to the pandemic. The menu, prepared by Williams Brothers Barbecue in its Canton restaurant, will not include turkey. Instead, it will be barbecue pulled pork, mac and cheese, green beans, traditional dressing, and a dessert. Having the meals prepared at the restaurant instead of the usual location of Canton United Methodist Church allows a bigger open space for volunteers to socially distance. An estimated 2,300 meals will be going out to 50 delivery areas between Cherokee and Pickens County. They'll go to community members, families, emergency personnel, and hospital emergency staff. Dinners will be delivered between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Meals will also be available at the same time for pickup at the restaurant. Read Ethan Johnson's article at TribuneLedgerNews.com for more information. A Holly Springs home was engulfed by flames recently. Cherokee 911 received a call stating that the front porch of a home on Holly Lynn Court was on fire. Everyone, including the two residents and two pets, made it out of the house. Firefighters arrived and reported that the first floor of the split-level home was completely destroyed. The cause of the fire was determined to be discarded smoking materials. And still to come, local mayors and the county board meet to solve an impasse. And who will River Ridge face in the first round of the football playoffs? It's coming up on the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast.
The Cherokee Community Minute is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. Do you have a passion for your community? Do you often ask yourself, how can I give back? Did someone do something for a younger you that propelled you into the person you are today? If you live, work, or play in Cherokee County and are looking to find a way to plug into the community, think Cherokee Focus. Cherokee Focus is now accepting applications for the Cherokee Youth Works program. We provide out-of-school youth ages 16 to 24 with GED prep, life skills, work readiness, paid work experiences, along with assistance in college enrollment and obtaining sustainable employment. If you could use some assistance in one of these areas or know someone who does, visit us online at CherokeeFocus.org. That's CherokeeFocus.org. And remember, through people, partnerships, and possibilities, we can make a stronger Cherokee.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Welcome back to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. The Cherokee County Board of Commissioners hosted a group of city mayors and officials at their most recent meeting to solve a service delivery strategy impasse. Stephen Miller, the mayor of Holly Springs and current president of the Cherokee Municipal Association, presented a proposal to the board. For more details on the proposal and other notes from the meeting, read Donald Campbell's article at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Today's High School Recap is brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. The River Ridge football team looks to keep its storybook season alive as it hosts Kennesaw Mountain in the first round of the state playoffs on Friday. The undefeated Knights won their first region title in program history with a 29-21 victory over Cambridge in the regular season finale, November 20th. Other local first-round contests include Cherokee visiting North Gwinnett and Creekview hosting Sprayberry.
This podcast is brought to you in part by AM 920 The Answer, Atlanta's home for news, opinion, and insight. Just go to am920theanswer.com to listen live. That's am920theanswer.com.
Thank you for joining us for the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast from your hyperlocal news source, the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit Tribune Ledger News online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cherokee and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyperlocal updates. Or ask Google Home to play the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast for you. Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comments section or call our podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode. The Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast is produced by BG Ad Group, Marcel Portu producer, Jacob Sutherland director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.
You can search all over America, but you'll find America's largest gun store in Cobb County, Georgia. Adventure Outdoors, proud supporter of the Second Amendment and the red, white, and blue, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day. Did you know Adventure Outdoors is also home to one of Georgia's largest shooting ranges? The Remington Range, with basic range memberships starting at only $25 per month, which includes unlimited lane rental, 3 free firearm rentals per month, free shirt and hat, priority lane placement, and guest passes. Adventure Outdoors also offers family, corporate, and group plans. One of America's top shooting facilities is right here in Cobb County, and for only $25 a month, you can be a member and receive unlimited lane rentals and so much more. Support the Second Amendment and your right to own and bear arms, and practice and learn at Adventure Outdoors Remington Range today. Adventure Outdoors, South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, or online at adventureoutdoors.us.